This is Columbia, CBS. From border to border, from east to west, you've learned your dials and how to twist them when you twist them with the Columbia system. Week after week, year after year, here's where you hear what you want to hear. Question this statement? Stick around. This is the biggest show in town. Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations present Stars in the Afternoon, a 90-minute preview of the biggest show in town, which again this year is yours for the dialing over the 159 CBS stations from coast to coast. In the next hour and a half, you'll hear Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore, the Family Hour with Patrice Munsell and Jack Smith, the Thin Man with Claudia Morgan and Les Damon, Bob Hawke, Blondie with Dagwood and Hanley Stafford, Hoagy Carmichael, Ralph Morgan for the Screen Guild Players, Vaughn Monroe and his music, House Jameson as the Crime Doctor, American Melody Hour with Bob Hannon and the Knightsbridge Choir, Stats Cotsworth as Casey, Crime Photographer, It Pays to Be Ignorant with Tom Howard, George Shelton, Harry McNaughton, and Lulu McConnell, Howard Duff as Sam Spade, Gene Hirschholt as Dr. Christian, Ann Southern as Maisie, Peter Lynn Hayes, Paul McGrath as host of The Inner Sanctum, and William Keeley presents Virginia Bruce for Lux Radio Theater.
Let's go on with the show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who is this?
This is Dinah Shore. To whom am I speaking, please?
Frank Sinatra.
Who?
Frank Sinatra.
Would you spell it, please?
S-I-N-A...
What was the first letter?
S. S as in sweetheart.
As in what?
Sweetheart. S-W...
Yes, what?
W. W as in wife.
I didn't get that last word. I'm so sorry.
Wife, Dinah. W-I-F...
W-I what?
F as in fool.
As in what?
Fool. F-O-O-L.
Double O what?
L. L as in left. L-E-F-T.
Oh, well, I'm sorry I didn't catch the last letter.
T as in town.
Brown. Brown.
Town, you know, Dinah, like city.
Like what?
City. C-I-T.
What was that first letter again, please?
C. C as in come.
D as in dumb?
Yes, no, I mean no. As in come. C-O.
C what?
O as in over.
Oh, over.
Now you've got it.
Shall I read it back?
Read what back?
Sweetheart, fool wife left town, come over.
Will you pull yourself together, kid?
To whom is the telegram going, please?
Dinah, will you quit gagging? I'm a wreck.
A wreck? Oh, it's Frankie. Well, see, this is a coincidence. I was just going to phone you.
No wonder you didn't know who I was.
Say, did you hear that list of big CBS names that are going to be on the Columbia Network in the next hour and a half?
Nets, and I got news for you, hey.
There's one name missing.
Yeah.
Mine.
Mine.
That's what I'm calling you about. Yeah, and since you and I are on Columbia every Wednesday night...
Yeah, we ought to knock a couple of songs for them this afternoon. Something like, they say that falling in love is wonderful.
It's wonderful, so... They say.
See, that's the idea. They can't leave you out of that show.
They can't leave you out of that show.
Get your hat and I'll meet you down at Columbia Broadcasting.
Frank.
We'll talk personally to Mr. Sisson.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute.
Good afternoon, Columbia Broadcasting, Mr. Sisson's office. This is Greta, his secretary, speaking. Now, Mr. Sisson is very busy.
Pardon me, miss.
Well, what can I do for you two?
We'd like to see Mr. C.B. Sisson.
Oh, well, he's too busy to see anyone. Come back next week.
But we're a couple of singers and we...
Come back next year.
Look, sister, Would you believe me if I told you this girl is Dinah Shaw and I'm Frank Sinatra?
Look, brother, would you believe me if I told you I'm Greta Garbo?
Would it get us in to see Mr. System if we did?
What do you think?
Pleased to meet you, Miss Garbo.
Go right in. Gee, I wonder if I do look like Garbo.
Yeah. Mr. System?
Yeah, my friends call me CB.
Hello. How do you do? My name is...
Let's weave long introductions out of this. I'm a very busy man with very little time. But with having to stop every half hour to tell people what station they're whistling to, if they didn't know. What's your problem?
Well, briefly... Huh? Mr. S., we sing.
And we thought maybe you could use a little romantic warbling on that show.
Romantic warbling?
Yeah, listen. I want you to know this little girl here. She's Dinah, and there's nobody finer from the coast to Catalina.
A Frank Sinatra, open your golden throat, da-da-da-dee-da.
Gee, thanks, Dinah. Together we'd knock out a rather fair romantic ballad.
Sure.
Sorry, but right now I'm in the mood for waps.
You haven't heard me sing.
I haven't time to experiment. Right now I want to listen to Jimmy Durante and Gary Moore.
That's a boy and a girl.
Silence, just listen.
Yes, my friends, it's the nose and the haircut. And to start the ball rolling, we bring you, with no strings attached, a young man who has a voice like a violin, with no strings attached. And here he is, Gary Moore.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Bob Lamont. Thank you. Thank you very much. Really, that's enough applause now, really. Thank you. Thank you. Mr. Pismo, that's enough. You can turn the record off now. Turn the record off, Mr. Pismo.
Really, Mr. Pismo, it's a shame your parents weren't the type to devour their young.
But in any event, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and a very happy September the 22nd to you all. I want you to know it's a real kick to be celebrating another great season of CBS programs. Of course, I haven't been on the air since CBS started, but I have been in radio since 1935, fixing battery sets and things like that. And it's always a thrill to see how radio has grown up in that time. Gee whiz, you take this magnificent studio here, for instance. Do you realize that at this very moment, ladies and gentlemen, you are sitting in washed air? I really mean that. If you look up there, you'll see some little grates on the front of the studio. You see up there? Well, Mr. William Paley, the president of the Columbia Broadcasting Company, sits up in there during the whole program and washes each piece of air that comes into the studio. And it's not only cool in here, it's clean, too. Well, they tell me that nowadays, particularly this studio, is completely antiseptic. We have germ-proof microphones, hermetically sealed control rooms, sterilized musicians, and before every program, we boil the announcers. You've got to admit that's a lot better than having announcers go out and get boiled on their own. Or is it?
Oh, come now, Gary. You haven't really been in radio as long as you like to make out.
I haven't, Bob. Why, bless your little station identification. I started out, Bob, at the age of 19 as a singer with a very famous quartet. You've heard of Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame?
Yes.
I sang with Mo, Joe, Schnook, and the Boy.
Gary, you were the boy?
I was the schnook. It was a great outfit, as I recall it. We appeared for 8 straight weeks in the rose room of our local livery stable. We were right in there pitching.
Well, Gary, tell me one thing more.
Huh?
Gary, you may have been in radio for 11 years, but did you have any sponsors?
Sponsors? Why, Bob, don't be ridiculous, you louse. My first sponsor, as I recall it, was a really delightful little product called Mother Marie's No Wheeze, but Plenty of Breeze Cheese. The great little thing was the only cheese I've ever seen that was so strong the mice had to back into the trap. As I recall it, Bob, Mother Marie's No Wheeze, but Plenty of Breeze Cheese came to you in 6 delicious flavors. Super delicious, very delicious, plain delicious, fairly delicious, not so delicious, and
do.
It's a very, very, very happy association.
Okay, so that covers local radio, but how did you get to be a star?
Well, Bob, that was just plain luck. I was holding down a very poorly paid job in New York at the time. I was master of ceremonies in a jukebox. When fate leaned down and slugged me on the head with a golden wand. At least I thought it was a wand until I looked up, and surely enough, it was the nose himself, the one and only Jimmy Durante, in person.
Now, even when things go wrong, why, you feel better, you even look better. Stop the music, stop the music, stop the music. I refuse to work on the same stage with an orchestra that looks so untidy.
Jimmy, what do you mean? What's so untidy about the orchestra?
There's a hair in that fiddle player's bow that hasn't been combed. That's the essence of social barbarism.
Anyhow, I'm glad you made it to the show on time, Schnoz.
And I'm glad to see you too, Junior. You're so tried and true. So brave and blue. So lum and abner. But Garrison, what a hectic time I had getting ready for this appearance.
Yeah?
I was sitting at home the other night, wearing my diving suit. You see, I have a sunken living room.
No.
When I get the call from the president of CBS, he says, Durante, we'd like you to appear on our all-star show, if you think you're educated enough.
Oh, he didn't, Jim. What did you say to that?
What could I say? To impress him with my intelligence, I nonchalantly spelled out cat. K-A-T-E.
K-A-T-E, but Snod, that spells Kate. Kate is a girl's name.
I happen to know this cat better than you do, Mr. Moore. But anyway, no sooner do I accept the invitation to appear than I'm surrounded by a quandary. I haven't got a suit that's fit to wear to the broadcast.
Uh-oh.
So early this morning, Junior, I runs around to my tailor. Rimsky Rappaport.
Rimsky Rappaport, I said.
And I says, Rappaport, you got to make me a suit within 3 hours. So he went to work with a vengeance.
Well, the suit looks wonderful on you, Jim, but what's that lump in the back?
That's Rappaport. He's still working. Don't come out, Rimsky. You're not allowed in here without a ticket.
Well, in any event, Giacomo, I'm glad you made it. And now that you're here, what are we going to do on this auspicious occasion?
Well, Junior, I thought maybe we could do something high class and classical. Something like the shampoo song from the Barber of Schlemiel.
It's all very fancy schmancy, but really, old boy, do you think you're equipped?
Are you joshing, Junior? I'll admit I didn't always know about music. Why, when I was 7 years old, I couldn't tell a trombone from a hole in the wall. So I studied and studied for 10 years, and now...
Yes?
I'm the only man in the world... Say that again.
I said, yeah. Will you please bring Mr. Durante the script with the neon typing on it, please?
Just a minute.
You know... You said when you were 7 years old.
You know, they can make mistakes in a script department. Are you Josh and Junior? I'll admit I didn't always know about music.
You did.
Why, when I was 7 years old, I couldn't tell a trombone from a hole in the wall. So I studied and studied for 10 years, and now...
Yes?
I'm the only man in the world who can play a hole in the wall.
Congratulations.
After I changed it, it sounded a little better. I'm ashamed of you, partner. Why, you're talking to a man who's got music in his blood. Which explains why my nose is shaped like a G-clef.
Well, that's all very well, Jim, but offhand, I can't recall any classics that are arranged for a hole in the wall. That means that we'd have to sing today, and that, you know, is out.
Well, not of a necessary. I told you I got music in my blood, and I had. My uncle was a famous basso, and my aunt was a soprano.
Mezzo?
She certainly was, but she had a fine voice.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jim, if you insist on music, you sing by yourself. Meanwhile, I shall retire to the outskirts of Finland and listen for the finish.
That's what I like about... That's what I like about my boy. He's got so much faith in me. But I never let an audience down. Maestro, music for that radio concert, the butte of that eminent barrel tone, James Durante. My song for tonight,
Chloe.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, I should like to announce, as long as I'm here anyway, I should like to announce that Mr. Durante has sung this song many times before, but tonight he has had his nose lifted so that those of you in the balcony may hear him too. Carry on, James.
Mr. Moore, you can let the audience draw its own concussions. We begin again, Maestro Gluskin.
Ladies and gentlemen, I forgot to tell you, but after tonight's performance, Mr. Durante will also be available for fish fries, weenie roasts, and the unveiling of better class manhole covers. Excuse me, Jeff.
I wouldn't interrupt again if I was you, partner. That slab will lead to a fruit. We begin again, Maestro Gluskin.
Just one other thing, friends. I forgot to tell you that Mr. Durante's selection today is entitled Chloe. Okay, Jim.
My boy is tinkering with immediate oblivion. We'll begin again, Maestro Gluskin.
Well, Jim, what's the matter?
It's no use, Junior. I'm a failure.
Well, why, Jim? What's wrong?
Now I can't remember the first word. Willie, wasn't that terrific? That's what radio listeners really want.
Well, Dinah and I agree with that, Mr. System.
Sure we do, but what about romantic music?
No, wham.
But everybody doesn't want to laugh. Sometimes people would like to hear a boy and a girl sing.
You know a little bit about a lot of things.
But you don't know enough about us.
For people who like music, we got things like the Family Hour.
The Family Hour?
Yeah.
What about the boy and girl who still haven't raised a family?
They can listen, too. Listen and learn. I'll get the Family Hour now, so you listen.
Yes.
Good afternoon. This is Frank Gallup welcoming you to the Family Circle. Again, the curtains are drawn back on the family at home, and you're invited to share with us a typical Sunday afternoon musical vignette. Accompanied by Al Goodman and his famous orchestra, Patrice Munsell sings Sempre Libre from La Traviata, and Jack Smith and the male chorus sing Rica Pulpa.
Rica pulpa de tamarindo. La trea es de crucero en su tablero para vender. Pulpa, rica pulpa, es mi pulpa más sabrosa que la miel.
Pulpa,
la pulpa de unos labios que curaron mis agravios. Con mi pulpa voy mi cantera, endulzando yo la paentera con azúcar de mi pulpa. Rica pulpa, que es tan dulce como besos de mujer.
Pulpa, rica pulpa.
Ay, casarita rica pulpa de tamarindo por enero.
Rica pulpa,
es mi pulpa más sabrosa que la miel, igual la pulpa.
Pulpa, rica pulpa,
rica pulpa, que es tan dulce como besos de mujer.
Pulpa, rica pulpa.
Ay, casarita, dime, dígame, sí que es bonita, consentida, deje decir. Y pulpa, rica pulpa, como besos de...
Thank you. giorno muoio, sempre lieta ne riprovincio.
Wasn't that wub we?
Yes, it was. We wubbed every minute of it, didn't we, Dinah?
Absolutely.
Now, about a boy and girl singing a romantic little interlude.
Yeah.
For instance, I say to Dinah...
Yeah.
Love is the only thing.
The one and only thing.
Yes, Mr. S. Love is a song and smiles and kisses and laughter floating on long, lazy dreams.
If you think that's what wub means, Mr. Sinatra, you should listen to Blondie.
Blondie? What's Blondie got to do with love and romance?
Miss Shaw, the whole story of Blondie and Dagwood started on a long, wazy tween. But love isn't all peaches and cream. Love is learning to ways with two kids together. Real love is like this.
I'm right here.
Yes, I see you. Hey, what are we having for dinner tonight, honey?
Sauerkraut.
Oh, my.
And kiss me first and ask about dinner later.
Oh, yeah.
After all, which is more important, me or sauerkraut?
Yeah, well, Blondie, I ought to kiss you first just the same.
Well, I should hope so.
Yeah.
Dagwood, tell me, did you get Mr. Dithers to give you that raise?
What raise is that?
The one you didn't get yesterday.
Oh, yes, that one.
Yes, yeah. That one. You know, Mr. Dithers has been promising you for ages. Well, didn't you ask him? What happened?
Well, he saw me coming, and before I could ask for a raise, he asked me if I would be willing to take a cut.
Oh, Dagwood. Hello, Daddy. Did you get the raise?
No, I didn't, Cookie.
Oh, gee, Daddy. I was counting on you.
Yeah.
I guess I'll have to wear these same old ribbons in my hair.
Well, I tried, Cookie. I tried.
But you told Alexander and me that a Bumstead could do anything that was humanly possible.
Well, Mr. Dithers isn't human, so it isn't possible.
Oh, Dagwood, we really need that raise. Things are so high in the stores, I must have more grocery money.
And I ought to have more allowance. It's terrible what I have to pay for bubble gum.
Okay. This time I'm going to be tough with Mr. Dithers.
Good.
Tomorrow morning I'm going to demand that raise.
Demand nothing. You're going down there and ask for it like a man.
It's Dagwood Bumstead, your valuable and brilliant assistant.
Come in, BB Brain.
Good morning, Mr. Dithers.
No comments. Well, Bumstead, what's on that tiny, tiny thing we loosely refer to as your mind?
Mr. Diddy's, I want you to give me...
My answer is no.
But, Mr. Diddy's, you didn't even know what I was going to say.
I heard you say give, and that was enough for me.
Yeah. How do you know I wasn't going to ask you to give me permission to introduce you to a gorgeous girl who's dying to be your secretary, huh?
Oh, well. Go ahead and ask me then.
Okay. Mr. Diddy's, I want you to give me permission to ask you...
Huh?
...to give me a raise.
Bumstead. Oh, that awful cackle. You sound like the mating call of a Rhode Island ring. I'll get back to your desk.
Mr. Diddy's, I want to discuss that raise.
Bumstead, you're going back to your desk.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, yes, you are.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you're not. Bumstead, cut that out. You get back to your desk or I'll run your little finger through the pencil sharpener.
Mr. Diddy's, there are other construction companies who are looking for good men.
That has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. And if I don't get that raise, I'm going to quit.
Oh. So you'd quit. You'd run out on me for a few paltry dollars. Yeah. All covered with germs.
Yeah.
That's all you care for, poor old Diddy.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Mr.
After
Diddy.
The way I've treated you, too. Why, the Diddy's company has been like a mother to you.
Yeah.
Just like a mother. And I've watched over you and helped you along and tried to do my best for you. And this is the gratitude I get.
Well, I'm sorry, Mother. Mr. Diddy.
I thought you were the one person whose loyalty I could count on.
Yes. Well, you can, Mr. Diddy. Okay. I don't need that raise.
Oh, Dagwood, old friend.
Mr. Githers, can I let you have a little money?
Let's not overdo it, buddy. Oh, come in.
Mr. Githers, I've been listening outside the door, so let's get back to that raise again.
Blondie, please. Dagwood and I were discussing this on a very high plane.
Blondie, I didn't know you were out there. Mm-hmm.
Well, Dagwood, I don't think Mr. Githers realizes how much we need the money. Come on in, Cookie, and say hello to Mr. Githers.
Hello, Mr. Dizzy.
Why? Hello, Cookie. Why, the child's in rags. She's wearing nothing but rags.
Well, that's right, Mr. Dizzy.
And it's getting cold, too, Mr. Dizzy.
And we don't feel that Dagwood's asking too much, Mr. Dizzy.
Nothing but rags? Why, this is shocking. Bumstead, you should have demanded that I give you a raise. Oh, you coward. You should have choked me until I gave you the money you needed.
Well, if you insist, just put your neck right in
here. No. I'll give you the raise without the massage. Now go out and get some decent guts for this poor child.
Thank you, J.C. Well, good. Come on, Blondie and Cookie, come on.
Oh, Mr. Dithers, thank you so very much.
Thank you, Mr. Dizzy.
It's all right, but the name is Dithers.
Yes, Mr. Dizzy.
Now get those clothes.
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, Blondie, what is this?
Well, Mr. Dithers tried a sob story on you, so I tried one on him. And I got the raise, didn't I?
Yeah, but where did we get these clothes Cookie's wearing? Where'd they come from?
Oh, I'm taking her to a costume party, and fortunately, she decided to go as Raggedy Ann.
Great, Mr. System, great. Just peachy dandy.
Yeah, Frank and I agree with you that's love, but we stand for romance. We stand for dreams. We stand for stardust.
Would you stand for Hoagie Carmichael?
Hoagie's
one
of
my better friends.
Because here's Hoagie Carmichael at the piano.
Well, what do you know?
Hi, everybody. Frank and Dinah and a deep bow to that old CB system. You know, this is sort of a personal preview for me because, well, just 4 weeks from this Sunday afternoon, I'll be right here on this network, sitting where I like to sit most, at the piano, with Georgia on my mind. Georgia,
true. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind each day. Georgia, my honey, a song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road leads back to you, my pretty Georgia, beautiful Georgia. No peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind.
Loved every minute of it, Hoagie, didn't we, Donna?
You speak for me, Frank.
Shh, please, silence.
Silence? Why?
I'm whistling for my cue.
What cue?
Every half hour, I tell the listeners what network they're listening to.
Why?
Why? I don't know. It's a rule in radio.
You mean you're the man who...
No, don't say it, don't. You'll wouse up the network. You'll ruin me. I gotta wait for my cue. Now, listen.
Stars in the Afternoon. A preview of the biggest show in town will continue for another full hour after a brief pause for station identification. Come in, Mr. System.
Yes, sir. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.